Another best practice has to do with which GLM to use depending on where you are. As shown here, there is a large spatial region where the GLMs on both GOES East and GOES West overlap. The figure here by Radowski and Vert shows the difference in flash density between GOES West and GOES East in the region of overlap. Areas in red indicate where GOES West GLM detects more flashes than the GOES East GLM. For example, across the western and northwestern United States, the GOES East GLM detects 50 to 90% fewer flashes than the GOES West GLM. This is due to the GOES East being closer to the field of view edges, where larger pixels and steeper viewing angles reduce instrument sensitivity. Likewise, areas in blue indicate where GOES East GLM detects more flashes than the GOES West GLM. You can see that over the eastern Great Plains to the Midwest, GOES West GLM observes 20 to 40% fewer flashes than the GOES East GLM. As a best practice, then, in regions of sensor overlap, be sure to use GOES West GLM over western and northwest U.S. and GOES East over eastern Great Plains in the Midwest. For areas near the dashed line, or the central U.S., where it's not a clear winner between the two, it's advantageous to take a procedure that displays both GOES East and GOES West GLM flashes side by side in case to get the most out of both sensors. Another benefit of having a procedure that displays both GLMs is that there are instances where one sensor may have a more direct view of flashes due to storm orientation. In this example, both GLMs are viewing lightning activity associated with a supercell near Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. However, note how GOES West is indicating a rapid increase in lightning activity, where GOES East is not, despite being closer viewing-wise. This difference can be attributed to a downstream anvil that acted to reduce light emanating from the storm, so GOES East has a harder time seeing through it. In contrast, GOES West has a more side view of the storm with less light obstructions, so was able to catch an increase in lightning activity. We'll talk more about optical attenuation shortly, but for now, just be sure to use both GLMs in regions of sensor overlap, especially over the central U.S.